Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Luke and Pete Show. I'm Luke and that's Pete, and I'm stepping in for the traditional Pete Donaldson intro because you looked a bit perturbed, Pete, so I thought I'd just jump on here and go, we're here, we're
Hello,
starting,
everyone.
We're ready, yeah.
We're not going to take any more bears. Remember the Simpsons, remember that Simpsons joke?
No.
When,
I'm not very
Simpson
good on the Simpsons.
When Springfield was overrun by bears, Homer Simpson had a big placard and he was shouting, we're here, we're queer, and we don't want any more bears. And I went, where did you get that chant from? That's really interesting, Homer. And he goes, the moustache parade. It really makes me... The moustache parade always makes me laugh.
Nice.
Oh dear.
Very.
How have you been, Lukey?
Not bad, thanks. Did you know that I played board games with a 100-year-old lady a few weeks ago?
Have people been giving you licks on Twitter?
Yeah, apparently I repeated the story, but you know
that will happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
I saw you get upset about it.
I wasn't upset. I was taking the piss a bit, but. It's just a bit like, oh, come on, we do it. Is that what we're doing now?
Saw people piling on you after the election as well.
Yes.
That was a spicy thread.
That was a spicy meatball.
Definitely W material for Donaldson.
Yeah.
In the WB.
No, I feel like I was providing you cover with cover fire.
Yeah, okay.
But
like
I mean,
a blunderbuss of chum.
Obviously, it's been big news last week and over the weekend, maybe we can talk about that a wee bit. But the mistake I made was sticking my head above the parapet. And just being angry with the situation and letting that get the better of me. And I'll tell you what I would say.
Be careful, you're channeling it under them.
I'll tell you, you're starting to sound like one of them.
Channeling it under them.
But what I would say, Pete, is that without getting into too much detail, because people already give me a lot of shit about everything, is that I came out being quite critical of both major parties in the last week, and only one of the major parties' followers and acolytes gave me a lot of stick.
Yeah, but they're the only ones who are following you because...
No, it's not true.
What?
Not true.
What, you're followed by a load of...
I had quite a few people respectfully disagree with me, and I had a load of Corbyn acolytes going mental. Mm. Like, absolutely
were
mental.
Were they Corbyn acolytes, or were they idealists and dreamers?
Well, they may say they're dreamers, but they're not the only ones. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm an idealist and a dreamer.
This show is all about me and you, but this particular thing is not necessary to go into great detail.
Sexy.
The most important thing is I will occasionally repeat a story, for which I apologise, but because you're loads more popular than me, Donny, you don't get stick for it.
No, because I preface every single story that I tell on this podcast with, I've probably told you about this.
Just a little disclaimer.
I may as well just put it on the jingle box. I probably told you about this.
Just a little disclaimer. We went for Christmas dinner on Saturday, didn't we, together?
Oh, we did. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. The problem with arriving late is, on a eating situation is, which I obviously do, you don't get to choose your seats. But I did get quite lucky. That was down the Brassel Teague. What's your name again?
More
end of the table.
But you know, this won't be any surprise to people listening who feel like they've got a little bit of an insight into your character over the years, that you did turn up roughly on time, and then you disappeared, and then came back again with a beer.
Well, where do you think I'd gone? The offie?
Yes, actually. No, but the point was, you know, we were going to have a beer,
right?
And you knew we were going to have dinner,
yeah.
And you knew that it's going to be a waiter or a waitress going to bring you a beer.
I want my destiny to be in my own hands.
Okay, so sacrificed a good table position to go and buy yourself a beer when it was table service.
I just wanted a beer. I wanted a big boy's beer.
Did it go down well?
It went down smooth.
Nice.
But it's been a heavy start to the Christmas period, Luke, and it's only going to get heavier. I'm worried about this.
Was it smooth just like a silica, soft and bubbly, wrap you up like a quilter?
Yeah.
Nice. Why has it been so heavy?
I had Christmas party, Absolute Radio, and then Friday I had...
They still let you go to the Christmas party after you mugged them off?
Well, I had... they announced that I was leaving the day after the Christmas party. Unwelcome. That makes it look like I've touched a lady.
Or a man.
Or a man.
I heard that the hour meeting you had where you left Absolute Radio, 55 right. minutes of it was discussion about whether you could go to the Christmas party or not.
And I won't cause any trouble. I won't knock over sandwiches.
I am fucking coming. All right? You can't stop me. I know where it is.
It was a good night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I listened to...
You've sort of got to say that though, haven't you?
But I like everyone at work. That's the sad thing about leaving.
If it was a shit party, would you say?
What do you mean?
If the Absolute Radio...
There's been shit parties in the past, definitely. Right. I think everyone would be, they did one in District, which is in Piccadilly, who had a terrible, used to have a terrible reputation for not letting black people in.
Did it?
So wow. That was an interesting one to hold a party that, you know...
That's very strange. Mm. And you named them there, so can we say that?
I think it was pretty well documented that there was a couple of very angry people, as well they should be.
I'm going to ask you again, as a friend and a colleague.
Okay,
can it stay in?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'll take your word on it. I remember getting turfed out of a Christmas party at Capital Radio that you were probably at.
You got turfed out
for being drunk.
You got turfed out at the Capital Christmas party for being drunk.
One year, yeah.
Yes. How drunk could you possibly be?
Bro, I was drunk.
Free bar moor.
There's talk of a chandelier being involved and all sorts.
What?
It was when I was a bit of an enfant terrible.
Rodney Trotter. Yeah, Trotter chandelier.
Yeah, I had a big sheet under the wrong one. Big bed sheet under the wrong one.
Fantastic.
But I suppose it has been. I mean, that's just the time of year, isn't it? You always have to go to a few different pits and pieces. I was able to avoid one or two of them because I was away, wasn't I? And because it's getting more and more ridiculous and more party time and more expensive, they seem to be happening earlier.
It's we had one in like November, didn't we? It's crazy.
That's one I didn't go to because I wasn't here. But I've got one on Wednesday this week,
right.
Which is I've been doing that Taskmaster thing throughout the year.
Oh yeah, okay,
it's the big live final on Wednesday in London.
Live final,
and I've got a little letter through the post saying you've got to be in Zone One
right
at 12:30 PM.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm gonna have to go.
You usually wouldn't have any truck with this. If this wasn't your friends, you'd be like, what's going on here?
If I wasn't 8 points clear at the top of the table, Dawson, in December.
You did right.
I'll do well.
You
did
right.
So I might win. I might win.
Is it a voting system? Because this is why you
do the
task. Flies.
And you do the task, and my friend Duncan, who organises it all,
right.
He gets, generally speaking, either he judges it himself,
right.
Or he gets an expert from that particular area to judge it blind.
I trust Duncan, he's nice.
He's great. So, for example, the one we did where we had to pop a balloon in the most elaborate way possible, he managed to get a guy from Aardman Productions to judge that one. It's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. So, it's been good. So, that's the live final on Wednesday. So, that's my last big Christmas occasion. But on that note, last Tuesday, I was up at a Christmas formal dinner at Cambridge University. And that was the first time I've ever been to any kind of establishment dinner like that. And it had like a proper choir doing carol singers and everything.
You have to mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, you have to wear a certain amount of garb.
A certain amount of garb.
Yeah, I couldn't go in my Tarzan pants.
No topless men, please.
No, and you have to stand up and sit down. They say stuff in Latin and you pass the port and all that kind of stuff. I felt like a fish out of water.
Jesus Christ.
I was sat opposite a very fey but also interesting Italian lawyer.
Okay, right. Yeah. I think the last time I was in a fancy hall like that was in Portsmouth at a naval wedding. And it was very, the hall was so grand, I felt very out of place there. But obviously, a very different vibe because men would not stop shouting during those speeches.
Were you dressed as a provincial hypnotist for that?
Probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was also filming proceedings with a Super 8 camera as well. Hipster, baby.
Did you do that on your own account? No one ever asked you to do that.
No, but I thought I'll film it and I'll make a little kind of like, because everything in Super 8 looks lovely. Really, really nice.
I mean, listen, mate, what are people going to think? 95% of the people there don't know you.
Right.
You turn up
with a Super 8 camera,
dressed like a provincial hypnotist with a Super 8 camera. They're going to think one of two or three things.
Yeah.
Pervert.
Right.
Pretentious.
Right.
Pretentious pervert.
All the peas. Have you got PPI? Yeah, no, I don't
mind.
Did
you have a nice time?
I had a lovely time, but I presented the happy couple with a video at the end of it.
Did you have any fizzy lager?
And I had loads of fizzy lager. Yeah. And also a physical film. Like, you know, you can put your, you know, you can unfurl it to the light and you can see you and your wife on the best day of their life.
That's nice.
Couple of frames and knobs in there, like Fight Club.
Chuck, how did they get in there? Oh, a sexy lady in a bikini on a car.
Oopsie
how did
daisy.
That get in there?
Oopsie daisy.
Amazing. And what else was I going to say to you? Oh, yeah. And then after our Christmas dinner, you and I, we went to a hotel bar.
After walking for what seemed like 3 hours in the pouring rain. Yeah. Although at one point, me and Jules and Jim found a big lion. A big fake lion that had just been, actually, it might be a tiger, I can't remember. I was drunk. In the street that was just getting absolutely rained on. It just looked like a tiger was homeless. It looked like, because he was just propped up against a post box. Yeah. And it was like, why is this?
Someone's won it at Winter Wonderland down the road.
Bang in.
I thought you were joking when you didn't know where that came from.
Well, it seemed like it'd been there for months. It looked really
I think Winter
Wonderland
has been there for a wee while.
Right, okay.
Yeah, someone's bought that or won it and thought, I don't want it.
I don't want it, just left it there. Yeah. And then everyone just walked past it. But it's just nice to pet a stuffed
lion is for life, not just for Christmas. Life. Top tip for those living in London as well. If you need to buy a present for someone for Christmas and you're thinking about buying them a book, go to Hatchards on Piccadilly. It's an independent bookstore, so it's not one of the big chains. And they wrap your books in beautiful wrapping paper and ribbons for free.
Cool.
I'm not being paid to say that. It's just a great service.
Or just you in the pocket of big parcel.
Yeah, I'm in the pocket of big wrapping paper, yeah. Go on.
There's some lovely shops, obviously, behind Charing Cross Station, you know, a little kind of muse of bookshops. Always in the always in kind of London-based films, romantic
I remember I know the area, but I didn't know there was bookshops there.
Bookies.
Yeah, because I bought my secret Santa was Jim Campbell, and I bought him two excellent books, The Spy and the Traitor, which I've talked about on the show before, and The Moon's a Balloon.
Yes.
David Niven's autobiography.
I knew that this was all containing the Peach story, is it Peach? Yeah. I bought Lord Ramble and Knife.
Yeah, no, that was a strange. He had to take my plastic bag so we could pack the knife into a plastic bag and wrap it up so we could actually get into a bar.
I'm trying to get him into a gang.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
What are your plan for this week, Pete D?
I am going to. I'm just tying up loose ends left, right, and centre. I've been absolutely ready for 9 years, so I'm just kind of just squaring shit away, quite frankly. Getting stuff tied up.
You having your standard 4 weeks off for Christmas, are you?
I'm having a little time off for Christmas. Yeah. Well, you know, I like Christmas and I live miles away. It's just quite hard to get home and back.
And you want to spend as much time as possible in your mum's courtyard.
It's a lovely courtyard.
Yeah.
A little bit, really wet windows.
What would you be expecting from your parents for Christmas?
Well, if past Christmas is to be taken into consideration, my dad, either last year or the year before, got me a plastic engine that you could fill with petrol. And he bought it from a charity shop. And it had weed in it. It had a little block of resin in there.
Well, it just left by accident.
It was like a kind of like assemble your own.
See, your dad bought you drugs
engine.
For Christmas.
Yeah, assemble your own engine, and he bought it from a charity shop, and it had a little square of weed in there.
Amazing.
Have I told you about the speaking of underwhelming dads? have I told you I told you a story back in the day about a man who my best friend from home, Alex, his stepdad. Took all of the housekeeping money for the week and did a bungee jump.
Yeah.
He is a wrong'un and maintains his wrong'unness. Alex's mum obviously does a story that we never heard before. And he came on one night and went, come on, Janet, let's get your glad rags on. I'm taking you out for a meal. And like, Janet's, cool, awesome. Puts all her fineries on, spends it on her makeup and her hair and stuff. Soup kitchen.
Fucking hell. That's bleak.
Some men get
Why
away
is he doing
with
that?
So much.
Why is he doing that?
I just think...
How does he not know that's worse than not taking someone out? I mean, soup kitchen, they're amazing things. They do amazing things for people and good on them. But I don't feel like it should be like a night out touristy thing.
No, it's not. But as he said at the time, you can't turn down a free meal. She was so embarrassed.
She went.
She went. She had the meal. Yeah. So... disappointing. I'm just saying that some men get away with producing very little in a relationship.
Are you one of those people?
Not that bad.
What are your strengths? What would your lady partner say are your strengths? Are you on time?
No.
No? Are you polite? You're very polite and generous.
But then what if you? But what if you're with someone who's also late? Then you're fine. Then you're on time. Then you're fine, aren't you?
You just literally never meet each other.
No,
because one's always later than the other, and it just carries on.
I know tech, obviously.
Yes, so that's helpful.
Any tech requirements, I'm there. Yeah. I'm sorted.
Yeah.
There you go.
I wonder if, like, say you're in a same-sex relationship and both of you are really good at tech.
Yeah.
Because you're both of the same sex, maybe you get, it's quite a bit of rivalry about it.
Right, okay.
So you'd be, competing with each other about who got to do DIY kind of projects. That would not happen with me because I'm just absolutely shit at it.
Mm.
But there you go. Who knows?
Have you got any tools? What's your toolbox looking like?
I've got. So I mean, my expertise, if you want to call it that, which you absolutely should not, my competency extends up to and including light fittings, plug sockets, plugs. I could do all that.
Yeah.
I can do shelves.
Right.
So the kind of basic rudimentary stuff that you don't need any specialist skills to do, I can do. And other than that, I always get into this kind of, I'm not one of these ambitious people where I'll be like, I could go online, find a YouTube video and read a kind of guide on how to, plaster that wall.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is my house and I quite want to not fuck it up.
Right, yeah.
Because if I fuck it up, the stakes are so high that I'm going to have to get someone in to do it anyway. I'll just get someone else in to do it. And then I tell myself lies, like that's the best thing to be doing because it's helping the
economy.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So, for example, if I need some plumbing doing, I'm not even considering getting involved. I'll just ring a plumber.
Do you count things like a toilet, like fixing a toilet as a plumbing issue?
So I fixed the toilet when I was in the US, which I may or may not have blocked.
Oh no!
With a plunger.
That's not fixing a toilet. That's plunging a toilet.
Well, I've done that.
I mean, the innards in the top of the toilet.
Fuck that! I ain't touching that. I ain't opening the top of a toilet.
Pop a little.
No, because I don't know what any of the things in there do, so I'm not going to get involved.
You familiar with the ball cock?
What about you?
I've done that.
I've ever seen inside the top of a toilet is in. Is it the film? No, in The Godfather, he's got the gun behind the toilet.
Right.
In the field, it might even be in Breaking Bad, a gun sealed in a packet in there.
In a Ziploc bag. In Police Quest. The video game, which I loved immensely.
Yeah, so I'm not going anywhere near that.
No.
I don't think you should be either, because you flooded the downstairs neighbours once.
That wasn't my fault, though. That was just a shower. The pipes that are behind a lot of tiles just depositing water into the cavity wall. I think every disaster teaches you a little bit about something new. So I just think it's good. The best players don't beat themselves up about it.
Except about Luke and Peter.
But I've got like a little mini hand sander, and I'll bloody use it.
Bloody hell!
And I used it on my jeans at the weekend to distress them, so I could make some ripped jeans.
Are you being serious?
Fancy dress. It was like a 90s night. I have looked at them and thought, I want to get away with wearing those now.
Who are you dressed as?
Just a 90s guy.
I thought you sent me a message saying you were dressed as Ed Norton, not Ed Norton.
If someone's
Ed who?
Geezer who played Terminator 2,
Ed Furlong, yeah.
Edward Furlong. I thought I made a passable Edward Furlong on the night. But
got a face that means you look like everyone.
Yeah, it's really easy to dress up.
That's why. He's had a lot of issues, Edward Furlong.
Yeah, he doesn't look the same as he does. I would say I used to look like Macaulay Culkin when I was 12, and I probably look like him now, and that's not a good look.
No.
Edward Furlong, I think I look better than Edward Furlong now. I'm going to say it.
You know, Edward Furlong wasn't like heroin for 5 years. So, I mean, it's probably...
Look, all right.
God bless him.
My heroin is still to come.
Apparently he's doing all right now, though.
Cool.
Let's have a little break, PT, and after which... Actually, no, before we have a break, I will say to you, I've got a drill, got a handful of screwdrivers, I've got some other bits and pieces that I need.
Yeah.
I've got a tape measure.
Polyfiller?
Yes. Right. But I buy that in the squeezy thing.
What?
You get it pre-made now. Yeah, you get pre-made.
What?
Now. Yeah, it's the future.
How have they managed to do that? That's so much easier.
Yeah,
wow.
I always use that.
That's so cool.
I'm mixing it myself. Although if my old man listens to this, he'll be gutted. But that's just how it is.
All right, then. We'll be back in a second.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
You're going to report me for saying bugger, you know. Oh, just wait till I see your mother. You're in real trouble. Oh, I say, well, if you're going to go and see her, then tell her this booger-shaped, funk-shaped fucking sphincter.
Bit strong, innit?
How does he get to sphincter? It's like a, isn't sphincter not, just like not, a medical word?
It's not next off the, it's not next, it doesn't trip off the tongue, does it?
There are many swear words up for bot, and sphincter probably isn't one of them.
In the
it?
Pez dispenser of swear words, that's right at the bottom, sphincter.
What's at the top?
Fuck.
Yeah. Because a sphincter apparently is a circular muscle that normally maintains constriction of a natural body passage or
orifice.
Yeah,
you've got loads of them, and you got one up top, one down bottom, probably a few in the middle.
Yeah.
Sphincters left, right, and centre.
Buy two, get one free. Emails, hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the destination. We always love to hear from you. We're on a particular lookout for Christmas themed emails for obvious reasons at the moment, and other bits and pieces like that. But I am going to start with an email from Justin. And he says, regarding your chat about video game music, I have 2 points I'd like to make, because we were talking about video game music a few weeks ago.
Okay.
He says, the Colorado Avalanche of the NHL, when a team's player gets out of the penalty box and returns to the game, they play the Super Mario Mushroom sound effect.
Oh, which one's that one?
I'm about to play it to you. So what happens is, when a team, as a player's been put in the penalty box, I guess for ease of understanding, the sin bin type thing, which happens quite a lot in hockey. When they come back, so there's the full complement of players back on the ice, they play the following sound.
Right. This sound that you're going to play, I can't remember if indeed I ever knew it.
You will know it. You're 100%
good. No. But I'm going to guess that it's an up, because you get bigger, don't you?
So it's going to be... like that. Ready? Here we go.
Comes across. Ah, cool. Penalty done. Great penalty kill.
Here's this third period. Hear it?
Yeah.
That's what they play.
That's so
good
cool.
Good stuff, right? Yeah.
That's really cool.
Quite funny. So thanks for that, Justin. That's a really nice addition to, I suppose, in a roundabout way, video game music in professional sport.
Well, Nintendo are very careful about their IP, so I'd be worried if I were that particular football team.
No, they're an ice hockey team, as I made it very clear. Otherwise
football
it
would, team.
It's kind of like football with a stick.
Football team.
Justin says he'd like to see in the Premier League, as soon as the clock hits 90 minutes, every stadium should be required to play the Super Mario Hurry Up, You're Running Out of Time music, which I think was just the music, but faster, wasn't it?
No, that's the underwater theme, isn't it?
When they go down the pipe, they go,
Yeah, that's down. Yeah, that's the underwater. Yeah, yeah, underwater thing.
But when you run, when you're about 30 seconds away from running out of time, I think it's just the general music, but it's just sped up.
Is it not that?
That's when you get Starman.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
I've not played that much Mario, to be honest.
There we go.
He touched me.
I love it. He's probably the only man who didn't touch you.
From the 80s. Yeah. Joel Dixon. Hello, Joel. Can't be asked to listen to back and check, but I'm sure Duncan Bannatyne's DID. What's DID?
Desert Island Discs.
Cool. From memory, every choice was prefaced with a rather dry anecdote, such as my wife's told me she likes Sade, so I sent a helicopter and flew her into a garden party to perform live for us.
Right.
Absolute personality vacuum and soul thief.
Yeah, his I remember his. I'm just bringing it up to remind myself. His selections, Maggie May, Rod Stewart, great song, but quite basic.
Right.
Don't You Want Me, The Human League, not a bad song, but again, quite basic. Green, Green Grass of Home, Tom Jones. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. Mm. Love Changes Everything by Michael Ball.
Nice!
The One and Only by Chesney Hawkes. Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda by the excellent Beverly Knight. And also the disarmingly attractive Beverly Knight as well. And Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band.
Mm. So Beverly Knight will never stop, will she?
Nor should
she'll
she.
Just never stop.
I love Beverly Knight. She's great. Right. And there is definitely a thread of, and I thought it was just limited to celebrity chefs, but of men of a certain age and who have achieved a certain thing in their lives.
Mm.
By being quite single-minded and focused and ultimately quite boring outside of their chosen field, of just having the worst music taste. Now, I know you're on a hide into nothing, just criticising other people's music taste. I don't have any beef with whatever people want to listen to, but when you see them do stuff like that and you think, it's just so boring. Mm. What have you never... It would be the equivalent of, you know, going out for dinner with your wife or your husband or whatever once a week and only ever going to TGI Fridays and only ever ordering a boring meal from TGI. I can't make the, you know, the point.
A steak. Yeah. Steak and eggs.
A well done steak. Yeah.
Yeah, but like people, I think everyone at a certain age kind of, I had a dream that my mum wanted to take me to China. I don't know why.
Right.
And obviously that's something she'll never do because she's, you know, she's let her passport run out and she's not interested in going anywhere.
She wouldn't go on the holiday you bought for her once, would she?
No. She wouldn't. No. Yeah. She's a disaster.
Yeah. What was your point you're going to make? Your mum wants to take
you. I'm just saying the people that my mum and dad are like set in their ways, they will never deviate from going to York, Manchester or London. They're the only three places they'll go.
My parents love to travel. They're always going away and stuff.
Very sad.
Speaking of steak, do you see exactly how Andy Brassel has his steaks?
Bloody as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you ate your steak, Sunshine.
Medium,
but then you left the fat. Best part of the bloody steak.
You could have had it. Why didn't you have it?
Because it all. I would have had it, but I'd eaten a lot of cheese, and I just couldn't. I'd just eaten so much food, I couldn't really, couldn't really bother with it.
Brassel said he got into eating steaks, rare or blue, which is, I guess, even less cooked than rare when he lived in France. Well, and I thought to myself, the scene is so typically Andy Brassel.
I think with, but I think if you like your steaks, because I like it medium rare, if not rare, but. It's very variable. Rare looks like rare usually, but medium rare can be medium.
My stomach won't stop rumbling.
Little gurgle boy. Yeah. I do that on there when I do the voiceovers for D-Max, one of the Discovery channels. About half an hour into the session, I'll get like halfway through and my stomach will start going. So you can hear it. If you listen to D-Max over Christmas,
can you still hear it?
You'll hear it. And
the reason
coming
happens-
up next will be Building Alaska.
The reason it happens to me is because my routine is different to yours and the rest of the Ramble Boys.
Right.
Because you guys like to do stuff later, whereas I'm a bit of an early riser. So I have my breakfast at like 7:30.
Right.
So I'd normally have my lunch around now.
Well, I'm going to...
I can't record though.
Well, now I'm not on late. I'm going to try and get into morning pizza zone. I think it'd be quite useful for me.
It's a beast we've never seen.
No, I don't know what that would look like to
the rarest. But it just means
by the time we get to record the Ramble or this, might be a bit more woken up.
It'd be nice.
Might be a bit more in the game.
I think people just want to hear the best of you, mate. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's just do one more email before we go. This is about Christmas food from DJ. He says, Luke P, in America, Italians do the feasts of seven fishes on Christmas Eve. And my Portuguese family has adopted this since we love fish and my uncle's family is Italian. It's incredible. A haddock lightly fried in Parmesan breading. Mm. And we have a Portuguese squid stew, scallops, maybe a spaghetti or linguine with shrimp, calamari, usually some cherry stones and oysters with Tabasco, some baked cod and potatoes, and we always do a good chowder. 12 days till I get to have all of this. Then for Christmas itself, it's prime rib and a small turkey, but the prime rib is the main course. My wife's family do, I think, beef as well. Christmas Eve and Christmas in Boston with a Portuguese / Italian-American family.
Lovely.
And the Irish in my family who show up are always astonished by the myriad of different dishes, and that food doesn't always have to be bland. An unwelcome dig at the Irish there at the end. Unnecessary, DJ.
Can I interest you in a bit of cuttlefish?
Would you love to go to DJ's house for Christmas Eve?
Sounds brilliant.
Does sound good, doesn't
it? Sounds good. I had the haircut the weekend.
Oh, you did actually?
Rare.
Yeah. I feel like when you go through like loads of Christmas dinners, by the time you get to around now, you feel, I don't really want another turkey. I'd rather save it until Christmas Day.
I would rather have fish. And there's a lot of Christmas meals that could be replaced by fish very, very easily.
Did your mum do a turkey?
Nah, we always have, I've told you, it's all cold cuts, beef, pork, nonsense.
Oh yeah, you said that before. I was disappointed in that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right, well listen, to get in touch with us, it's hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. We'll do some emails next time about some, we've got a load of gladiators to tick off the list. Do a bit of that next on Thursday. Have a lovely week and we'll see you then. Pete, have you got anything to say?
I have nothing to announce but my brilliance.
Make of that what you will.
Was a Stakhanov production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.